This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy. Dean, are we taking back to a time and a place, a simple place?
Oh, I love when we get the country practice theme going. It's so much fun. And we know why. It's because we're heading to the country. That's right. Every single week we find out what's happening in regional Victoria and beyond for the LGBTI community with the fabulous Damien Stevens Todd. Hello, Damien. How's it going?
Good afternoon. So grateful for the theme
tune. Are you happy to have it back?
love it.
I thought you'd like it. We put Dylan to work. Now, there's so much going on. Of course, there is that we're going to be taking everyone through heaps of stuff that's happening in our regional area. I mean, kicking off pretty much, September's a pretty big month, isn't it? I mean, of course, it's Wear It Purple Day this Friday, so there's a lot going on, isn't there?
There is right across regional Victoria. There's events in every town, so check them out this Friday and wear purple.
Absolutely. But kicking off with the Queer Women's Speed Dating in Geelong, let's hear all about that.
Indeed. So this weekend, if you're in Geelong and you're a woman and you want to do a bit of speed dating, then get down to the deck in Geelong. Do a year's dating in one night is how they're promoting this event. Meet like-minded queer women in a safe space. Some get-to-know-you activities or icebreakers and, yeah, meet the love of your life, maybe.
I guess a year's dating can be as many or as little as you like. For me, that's nothing. So, you know, that's not a great way to go. But for all the lovely ladies out there or female-identifying women, that you got to rock and roll.
My longest relationship's 13 months. So that's
Well, there you go.
But I have a great relationship with Ballarat. I love going there. There's the Express Yourself Expo. It's sexuality and lifestyle. Tell us a bit about that. Same day, the first Saturday.
Indeed. So if you're not in Geelong, head to Ballarat. I will be there. So if you want to meet me, you can. How exciting.
Oh, you could see you in person.
That's right.
How will you express yourself?
I will express my sexuality and lifestyle by going to this expo at the Ballarat Trades Hall. So for those of you who've never been to an expo or a sexpo, this is the one to check out. There'll be Club X, Fizzy Pole Studios, Chill Out will be there, Thorn Harbour Health will be there. Lots of information, 18 years and over. Check it out. It's going to be a wild day.
Sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Is it weird to have that expo at a trades hall, getting a lot of trade?
Got it. Yep. There'll be plenty of trade. Check it out. Mm-hmm.
Then a week later, we head to Bendigo for the 7th of September because it is the launch of a fantastic new queer night, Milk.
Indeed. Come and get milk at the launch
You're
party
so cheeky.
In Bendigo. It's going to be great. GPO Bendigo on Friday night, the 7th of September. A fun-loving, cheeky, playful, open-to-all, queer-as-beep party. Check that one out.
And Lance Boyle is going to be one of the hosts and entertainment there, so it's going to be an absolutely awesome time.
It is.
And on the Saturday, head to Daylesford for something special, a masquerade ball. Will you
now,
have your
this
mask?
Is huge. It's not just a masquerade ball. It's the Flappers masquerade ball. Flappers events go off in Daylesford.
Indeed. It's part of a whole weekend. So flap on over to Daylesford and check out the annual Spring Women's Ball. Get out your finery or come as you are, mask up. And surprise, it's a big night on Saturday, the 8th of September at the Daylesford Town Hall.
That really, really does go off. A whole group of women from Geelong jumped on a bus and hit there last year and had an absolutely awesome time. So do check out everything that's happening. Thanks to Chill Out for you lovely ladies in Daylesford next weekend. Of course, there's more fun happening all around the town. In Seymour, there's an LGBTIQ Plus and Allies tabletop and board games group meetup. Oh my God, that's a mouthful. But if you're into games, board games, a bit of gaming, this could be right up your alley.
Indeed, not tabletop dancing, unfortunately. Tabletop board games. Nonetheless, I'm sure it'll rock your socks. So check that out in Seymour, indeed, on the What
the 9th of September. So that's happening on the
day after
Sunday. So that's a big weekend next weekend as well.
Totally. There's so much happening in September, like you said. Even in Wangaratta, a couple of weekends later, the Wangaratta Rainbow Friends and Allies are off to the At Home Thai restaurant.
The 20th of September.
For dinner. Check that out if you're in Wang. And while you're on that side of the state, don't forget, Out in the Open Festival is coming up. It's in November, but stallholder applications for Carnival Day close tomorrow. So if you want to get to Shep in November, you better lock it in tomorrow.
Oh, so you've got to get it right on it straight away. Now, Out in the Open is always a whole heap of fun. We have an absolute ball there, and I love going down there. So if you want to have a stall there, you have to get your application in tomorrow. After all, it takes a lot of work to make these things happen anywhere, let alone in a regional space. So do your bit and get your application in early. So why don't you jump over to Out in the Open. Oh, I've got to find. There we go. Jump out. Type in Out in the Open. We'll put a link up to where you can get all the details for that, and you can register your stall to be a part of all the fabulousness. Damien, thank you so much for keeping us up to date with everything that's happening for LGBTI regional areas in Victoria and beyond. We love hearing from you every single week. Now, if anyone wants to know any of those details or anything more, an easy way in which you can find out is to head to Facebook and check out Country Cousins on Joy. That's where all of these events are listed, and you can get the details for them and a whole lot of other events. If you've got one that you want to share, share it with that page, and we'll share it here on air with Damien on Mad Wednesday. Damien, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'll see you in a few weeks. All the best.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.